Welcome to Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, the clean approach to building your successful business. Now, let's introduce Tom Borg and Dr. Dave Miles.
Welcome to Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, where we bring you the clean approach to building your successful business. And by clean, we are not talking about spick and span and dust mops. We're all about the acronym CLEAN on this podcast: communication, leadership, engagement,
and no drama.
And no drama. There is plenty of that around without having to find that here. So today we are concluding our four-part series on four strategies to navigate the next four quarters. In our first, we talked about employee stress levels, and not just thinking about your employee stress levels, thinking about your own stress levels as well. Second one, we talked about communication, the importance of it, and how better to communicate amongst your team and your organization. Our third one, we talked about emotional intelligence and the importance of that with you and your team. And today we're going to talk about adjusting to changes. And one of the things that I thought was so important is we always talked about doing a three-year strategic plan. And Tom and I have done these for many organizations and worked on a three-year strategic plan. And you can barely think 3 days ahead nowadays, much less the next 3 weeks. And 3 years is just, forget it. But what can we do to help us get through the next four quarters? And we think these four things can help: looking at employee stress levels, communication, emotional intelligence, and adjusting to changes.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. So adjusting to change, Dave and I put together 4 points that we'll discuss here the next 15 minutes. Let's give you some ideas on how to navigate these the sea of change that we're all in at this time. So first point, and we'll come back to these one at a time and define them a little bit better. But first, assess what has changed. That's the first thing you need to do. Take a look around, assess what's going on. What has changed from where it was before? Next, what has stayed the same? That's important. Third, how are we adjusting? And then finally, what needs to be done? So those are the four areas that we really need to take a look at here today. So let's go back to assess what has changed. Do an inventory. Look around. Ask your team members. Ask your clients, what's different? Where are their needs different now? What are their expectations? What has to be addressed here? So the first thing we're talking about is assessing what has changed. Dave, what else can you add to that?
Well, sometimes you need to really do a deep dive internally to find out what's changed. Sometimes all you need to do is get your remote control and turn on the news and mm-hmm. find out what's changed.
That's right.
Some things are just blatant and in your face. Mm-hmm. Financial crash of 2008, it's in your face. The towers coming down 2001, that's in your face. The thing with COVID, it's in your face. I mean, so there is no denying the changes, mm-hmm. especially now when there's state by state, it's a little different. But most places, as of the recording of this now, kind of late November, early December, you know, there's a lot of case spikes, and a lot of the states have gone backwards on their reopening. Mm. So I know here in Virginia, we had where it was for events. You're planning an event. The max amount that you could have, as long as you had the proper social distancing, was 250 people. Well, as of a few days ago, the restrictions changed, and now it's 25. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a small hotel meeting room or the Richmond Coliseum, it's 25. And mm-hmm. so when you're planning on events and things, well, that's a change. Things like that, when you talk about assessing what has changed, when the rules on the ground have changed that dramatically, it's time to step back and regroup, and might be fourth and long and time to punt.
Absolutely. So that's the thing right there. You have to assess what has changed. Next point we want to discuss is what stayed the same. So what did you look around and you talk with your team and you talk with your clients and you check out the media, whatever way you take in information, you've got to, what has stayed the same? So what's constant here? And if that's the case, how does your strategy need to adjust? How does it need to change? How does it need to work with that fact that what things that have changed, things that have stayed the same? That's where it's important to not just throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, but to be able to address it specifically in a way that's going to meet everyone's expectations and needs at that point.
Oh, I'd agree with that 100%. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about when you talk about things staying the same and things changing, some things are blatant as the nose in your face. They're right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a couple of those examples. Sometimes it's a little bit more deceptive. It's, hey, our turnover is a little higher. Hey, our productivity is a little bit lower. Hey, there's something going on that's not quite the way it could be or should be. You know, at that point, we're like, wait a minute, what's changed? You know, then you have to really start playing Sherlock Holmes and investigating, you know, what is different? What is going on? You know, and that's tough. And in that process of investigation, when you don't know really what's changed, then you can discern, hey, this is what's different, but this is also what's the same. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of it is still met. We're still open. We're still here. You know, if you're an essential worker, are you able to go to work? Are you not able to go to work? Are you able to meet online? You know, what are the things that you got to start on a rock solid foundation? You know, I think the things that have not changed, the things that have stayed the same, are that fundamental bedrock that you can try to work off of. And that in a world of complete uncertainty, it seems like with things moving and changing all the time, your ability to latch onto something that is just a little bit certain and a little bit stable is huge.
Absolutely right. And that's critical. That's just what we're trying to help everyone work with today. So the next point is, how are we adjusting? That's the next thing. What can we do? What are we doing to adjust to that situation? And we know now with the COVID thing that's been happening for such a long time, people made a huge change. They adjusted by moving home. A lot of businesses were able to let their workers work remotely. That was powerful. That was very effective. But in other cases, they had to adjust by maybe coming into work certain days of the week, taking turns coming into the office, that sort of thing. Also, they had to look at the clients they were servicing. How were their needs going to be changed? And how do they need to adjust to that? For instance, supermarkets. You know, they started adjusting their hours so senior citizens could come in there early on one particular day of the week so they could be less encumbered with having a lot of the other folks that would be in the store normally. We've seen other things with restaurants, right? Well, how they've adjusted. You know, they didn't close. They were able to stay open, maybe having in the warmer weather places to have people in the on the street there next to the cafe. But also, they really moved over to pickup and delivery. That's another thing that they adjusted for. How about you, Dave? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and I think you're right. I mean, a lot of things, when you talk about, this, say, speaking, training, development, workshop, end of it, I mean, that's a lot of what we do. When a lot of what you do is getting in front of people and then you can't get in front of people anymore, you just have to adapt. So obviously being able to be highly skilled on the virtual platforms that are out there, and it's not just the technical, I can push the buttons, I can make things work. That is super important, especially if you're the one hosting, but also how are you adjusting to change your game? And it's not, and I'm using it in the context of a trainer or a speaker or a facilitator, but think about you as a leader. Mm-hmm. You've had meetings. We've been going to meetings for years and years and years. And guess what? There's a different dynamic when you're in a boardroom or you're in a conference room and you could read the vibe and the language, the body language, and you can kind of just feel the energy that's there versus being on Zoom and trying to way through the Brady Bunch pile of pictures that are there. I mean, it's just different. And so it takes a different skill set. And we were even talking about this with our Toastmasters group. Toastmasters is like the organization. If you're trying to get over one of the biggest fears in humanity, I mean, bigger than the fear of death, it's the fear of public speaking.
Right.
And you have a lot of folks that were like, I don't want to do this on Zoom. It's like, well, guess what? It pushes ourselves to kind of be in a situation where we're uncomfortable and we're having to develop a new skill set. Well, guess what this did? And this is how we were adjusting. Now we can't meet in person. So guess what? We're now uncomfortable and we're having to be online and we're having to adjust and develop a new skill set. And that's, you know, Toastmasters was a great example of, you know, how can adjust, and guess what? You can take it as a positive that, hey, I needed to get better at doing this anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're doing virtual events, for example, even a local conference that I helped host locally, and was doing the MC work for that. It was interesting because they were able to pull in a speaker from across the country that there's no way they would have been able to have that person fly in and take the expense or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now you can have people participating in meetings that are states and states away that never would have been able to participate in your conference or symposium or meeting before. Think about the travel that companies have been able to save. And I believe it was one stat I read a couple months ago that having people work from home can save a company about $11,000 per year per employee.
Wow. That's going to go to the bottom line in a hurry.
Bottom line in a hurry. As a leader, as a business owner, how can you share some of that with your employees? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you need and really don't need for commercial real estate? I mean, that's mm-hmm. going to be a big disruptor in that industry.
That's right.
I mean, there's a lot of things on how we're adjusting. Mm-hmm. And some people adjust better than others. And so that's right. I believe if you are this is the way we've always done it. We're not going to change. We're not going to do anything else. Mm. If you're a restaurant, and guess what? Even before they started doing outdoor seating, when things were in the initial lockdown, we won't do delivery. End of discussion. We're not delivering. We're not doing curbside. Right. Then you're not doing a restaurant, brother, because you're not going to be in business because nobody can come in and sit. So you have
absolutely.
To adjust.
Well, and then all of those points, those three points lead us up to the last one, and that is what needs to be done. So with our listeners today, when they look at their businesses and look at their organizations, that's a question they have to ask. What needs to be done? So one of the first things they have to do is do a SWOT analysis. What are their strengths? What are their limitations? What are their opportunities? What are their threats? And then to approach that in that way where they can do what needs to be done. This way, they're taking advantage of the situation. There are some companies out there that are doing extremely well in these circumstances. As a matter of fact, they're way ahead of last year. So what's that tell you? So they've adjusted. And that at the same time, they were able to take advantage of the situation. And they didn't sit there and say, well, I'm not going to change or I'm not going to go along with whatever mandates are coming down. They learn in a hurry how to adjust. And as a result, they're coming up ahead. We also know that many companies and organizations today that adjusted so quickly to the technology end, they were quoted as saying that pushed us 10 years ahead in terms of what we should have been doing. We just were on track to do it, but really didn't have any real reason to do it right away. This forced them to do that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And that's, I used to be in emergency services, used to be in the fire department as a paramedic for years. And one of the things that we used to kind of dark humor, I don't want to say joke about, but it was really almost in a very sarcastic, facetious way. You would respond and there would be lots of accidents at this particular intersection, right? Mm-hmm. And well, you know, somebody should do something. Well, you know, the infamous somebody should do something kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, what it ended up being a lot of times, it wasn't, you might have people get hurt, injured, or even killed at a certain intersection, but it was almost like the right person had to die at that intersection before anything would actually get done. And it's almost like here, the right centers, everybody knew what needed to be done. It needed to be a street light on there. People knew we need to move to this technology, but why? Mm-hmm. Maybe I've got a deficiency in my leadership. I'm insecure. I'm a micromanager. I don't trust that my people are going to do the job if they're at home. I want to be able to watch over them. I feel more comfortable with that. But I'm used to. Well, guess what? When nobody can walk in the building, you have to get over that pretty quick and you have to adjust. Same thing, circumstances, as in the streetlight, the right person has to die. Or here, the circumstance had to be where you don't have another choice. The only way you're going to get together is over technology. And it forces them to put that infrastructure in place to be able to do that. And so I think that is something that it ends up in the big picture being a good thing, but it's that short-term change that's difficult because it's different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. So let's wrap it up. So what we've just covered here, our 4 points today in adjusting to change is assess what has changed, what has stayed the same, how are we adjusting, and what needs to be done. So if you can follow through in those 4 steps, you're definitely going to be that much further ahead when it comes to being able to meet the needs of your clients as well as your team members.
Absolutely. And one thing I would throw out to our listeners is this. You had mentioned doing a SWOT analysis, and that is something most people are used to, the SWOT, S-W-A-T, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And not, instead of weaknesses, look at limitations. I like that difference. But one of the things we were joking about before, not being able to, my God, you think about a three-year strategic plan, you've lost your mind. But part of that three-year strategic planning was doing that SWOT analysis. And so it's never a bad thing if you're just kind of in a rut or you're not able to really see, bring in somebody from the outside. Like I said, that's something that we do. So you can reach out at the websites below. Tom and I would be more than happy to talk to you and see if it would be a good fit for maybe to bring in an outside facilitator and say, hey, let us help you work through the process. Let's see where we can help. If it's a good fit, great. If not, hey, we're happy to have a conversation with you. We love talking to our listeners and be able to do that. But that's something, it's occasionally you're just too close to it to be able to really see what's going on and to have, and it doesn't even have to be us. Anybody that's an outsider with an open mind that can come in without those preconceived notions of, hey, this is the way we've always done, and not coming from inside the organizational culture, is not necessarily a bad thing to get that outside perspective. Like I said, if you want to reach out to Tom and myself, our information is down below. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. But even if it's on us, reach out and talk to somebody and just get an idea of maybe bringing in that outside perspective on how you can best adjust for change. What are some of the strengths, the limitations you have, the opportunities and threats, and you know, go from there and make the changes that need to be made, be bold about it, go forward. And like I said, those are the folks that have, that communicate well, that are deal with their employee stress, that have a high degree of emotional intelligence, and that have been adjusting to change properly, that have succeeded. And those are the four strategies that we have for you to help you navigate the next four quarters. So I hope that you have enjoyed this series, and we will see you in our next episode. Take care.